Hello and welcome. You're watching The Buck Stops here and I'm Barkha Datt. Our special focus on the state of Jammu and Kashmir continues. The all-party delegation that travelled to the state over the weekend had a follow-up meeting in Delhi today. At first, it seemed as if there were many differences. In fact, the absence of a political consensus on Kashmir. But at the end of a long meeting, the all-party delegation did present a united front, passing a unanimous resolution. That resolution spoke of how there can be no compromise on national sovereignty and national security. It also spoke about how there should be no place for violence in a civilized society, appealing to those protesting in the Kashmir Valley, on the streets of the valley, to abandon violence and join the dialogue table. The opposition MPs urged the government to continue dialogue with all stakeholders. It was not defined who these stakeholders are. Separatists were not named, but one assumes that all stakeholders does include the Hurriyat conference as well. An interesting development given that in the last 24 hours, we also saw reports of how there might be a crackdown and taking away perks and privileges to members of the Hurriyat conference. None of that was mentioned in the unanimous resolution as well. Our sources are also telling us that the parties were split on the review of the Armed Forces Special Powers Act. Several opposition MPs did raise it. The Finance Minister and the Home Minister argued that now was not the time. Another interesting thing that came up for discussion was autonomy. An autonomy resolution passed by the Jammu and Kashmir Assembly already, two-thirds majority. It was debated whether autonomy might be the antidote both to the Azadi demand as well as the perceptions of rising radicalism. And finally, although earlier in the debate, a compilation of different memorandums submitted to the all-party delegation created a degree of confusion when it first came into the public domain, because there were references to the efficacy and the efficiency of the state government. It was clarified by the government that those were memorandums by valley-based parties and no one was targeting the Mehbooba Mufti BJP government at this point. In fact, the left leader Sitaram Yechury even came out on record to say that now was not the time to apportion blame, and destabilizing the government, an elected government, would be counterproductive. All of this has come amid a series of attacks by the PDP government on separatists. First, we had the Finance Minister Haseeb Drabu saying that Syed Ali Shah Gilani had sullied Kashmiriyat by refusing entry to the MPs who tried to meet him at his residence. Then we had Sajjad Lone on this very program hitting out at Gilani again, saying why was Gilani allowing people to die. And the final attack has come by Mehbooba Mufti, the Chief Minister herself, who said she would leave politics if it could be proven that any child who'd been injured or hurt on the streets of the valley during this agitation was the child of a separatist. On the program today, we ask whether a national political consensus still eludes us on Jammu and Kashmir. And is that the problem? Also, is there a cohesive policy or is there confusion with different parties striking different notes every single day on how to approach the separatists? Let's introduce our panel. Sambit Patra of the BJP is with us. Waheedur Rehman, their ally and leader of the PDP, is also with us. With me in the studio is Sushil Pandit, commentator, Kashmiri Pandit in exile, Colonel Ajay Shukla, commentator, formerly with the Indian Army. Also joining me is General Atta Hasnain, who has, of course, been a general officer commanding of the 15 Corps. Siddiq Wahid, a commentator and former Vice Chancellor of the Islamic University of Science and Technology, is with us. And Asad Owaisi, a member of that all-party delegation, will be on the program as well. Let me, before I get the politicians, let me get a quick non-political view. General Hasnain, are we confused? It seems to me, and when I say we, I mean the Indian political establishment is confused. And in this confusion, you have militants, there's been an attack on an army convoy in North Kashmir today, being able to exploit this very, very complex and confused situation and a confused, I would say, political response to it.
Thank you, Barkha. Firstly, Barkha, I'm acutely aware of the fact that we are speaking and discussing in very sensitive times. So anything that one says can be taken wrongly. And I'll be very, very careful with the choice of my words. What I've seen today on the television in the afternoon, as far as the all-party delegation was concerned and the meeting which took place in Delhi, at the end of it, frankly, I was quite enthused. If you ask me, I think they actually projected a very dignified front. With all that happened in the valley during their visit, the disparate kind of responses that we had from the separatists and things like that, I would expect that the delegation itself would have broken up into different views. It didn't happen. So to that extent, I think there's a positive gain still, and there's a consensus which for the last 60 days has virtually eluded us. Having said that, yes, it's a very complex situation and it's becoming even more complex now by the security angle being looked at from a different point of view with the attack or the ambush on the convoy this morning.
Yes.
These kind of things will be expected. In fact, I tweeted immediately to say that this is not the end of it. You're going to see many more of it. Probably some fedayeen type of actions will take place. Because the intent is to confuse and cause even more confusion in the ranks of the Indian polity.
But General Hussain,
but having said all
I'm
enthused. I'm frankly saying, at the end of the day today, I am not going home with a negative view at all. I think from here onwards, we can move forward.
Okay, I'm glad to hear some optimism. Ajay, do you share that optimism about the political response? It is true, and this is rare for Indian politics, that you did have the opposition today step out and say, we're not going to target the BJP-PDP government. This is not the time. So there was a striking of a note beyond politics, you know, despite the fact that you had local groups that were petitioning against the government, but that's politics. But nationally, nobody was doing finger-pointing at Mehbooba Mufti's government, and that is a sign of maturity. But beyond that, I am, for example, utterly confused. Does the centre and the state government want to talk to separatists, or does it not?
Well, I think, and I'm going to talk from the perspective of an analyst, I will take a step back from day-to-day events and tell you a trend that I see. I see a larger political consensus taking place amongst all the parties in Delhi. Following the all-party delegation visit
to Kashmir,
the consensus is that you need to gain control of the situation. The all-party delegation has members who have come back shocked and alarmed at how bad the situation is at the valley. Many of them are personally rebuffed by the fact that the separatists did not meet them. And there's a sense that you really need to take harsh steps as necessary. It's one thing to talk from the perspective of an opposition party here criticizing the government, and quite another to go out on the streets of Kashmir right now and get a sense of just how strong the pro-Azadi sentiment is, where people actually believe that Azadi is around the corner, the mobs that
you
are.
You really think people
there.
Believe that?
Certainly they're
emboldened at this point. I don't deny that they're emboldened at this point, but do you believe, therefore, the consensus is taking shape around the need for the state, and I mean the Indian state, to reassert control?
That's exactly the point I'm making, and that's not a very happy situation. As far as the rallies that are taking place in South Kashmir are concerned, there are militants mixing with the mobs. There's a real passion in those rallies.
But then
right
what you're
now.
Saying would suggest a harder approach. And what we're actually looking at is again an urging of a dialogue with all stakeholders.
I think that what is happening side by side with the dialogue, I think there's a lessening of hope that this dialogue will take place. And I think that there is a belief that you need to crack down hard security-wise, reassert control, otherwise you're going to have a situation, a reversion to the 1990s.
Okay, so both of you, in a sense, therefore, are talking about a consensus emerging, both you and General Hussain. Before I go to the politician, Sushil, do you see it the same way?
See, ordinarily, when the entire political class comes together, there should be reason for optimism and hope. But I don't see any as of now. My only fear is, are they coming together to do certain things that should first be avoided?
Like?
Because the instinctive response is concede, concession, mollycoddle, you know, do something that will make people happy, and that is give more dope to the addict. That is not going to work. This instinctive, you know, response which has been conditioned over the years, that whenever there is clamor, give some more, remove so one, that doesn't work. And in this hour, when ground is really slipping under our feet, when there is absolutely no control, it's chaos throughout the state, if you give in, you are going to create more problems.
But I sense, and I have to disagree, in fact, with all three of you, because you're alluding to a consensus, I feel that the consensus is not very cohesive, that we don't actually know what we're agreeing on politically. Let me just get a comment from Siddiq Wahid, and then I want to bring in Sambit Patra, Wahid Para, and Asad Owaisi. Siddiq, how do you see it sitting in Srinagar?
Well, I mean, you know, I see what everybody else has seen on television, but one is that I think the BJP spokesman spoke about the need, there was a consensus, and one of the consensus points was that there was a need for taking harsh steps. The question that I would have sitting in Kashmir is how much harsher can you get than you have been in the last 60 days? So, I mean, it's a disturbing consensus.
That was not the BJP spokesperson, by the way.
All party.
That was not the BJP spokesperson.
Well, whatever. I mean, somebody...
Ajay Shukla made the point that it was now going to be about reasserting control, Siddiq, but go ahead and make your complete your argument.
Well, I mean, reasserting control is one thing. I mean, whatever that translates into, but yeah. Taking harsh steps is something that I would like translated, because I don't know what that means, number one. Mm. Number two is that as far as the all parties sort of meeting goes, you know, we all know that politics is all about power, you know, and today there is one party in power. And so therefore, what the others say, I mean, maybe they can project other aspects of India, you know, other voices within India. But really, the party to negotiate it and talk to is the BJP, is it not? I mean, vis-a-vis Kashmir. So that is the signal that we're waiting for. And the signal that comes from the BJP are mixed signals. I mean, what you had on the one hand, Prime Minister Modi saying that we are pained, we are concerned, yeah. and we want dialogue.
Yeah.
And on the other hand, you had Arun Jaitley saying that, you know, we are going to be hard on you guys. I mean, and that we're going to be, words to that effect. And what do we make of these mixed signals?
I think mixed signals is actually an apt description. Maybe the situation is such that you have to have a little, I mean, that all governments do respond with a little bit of carrot and stick combined. But Siddiq says, how much harsher are you going to be? Let's take this to the politicians now. Sambit Patra, let me start with you. And I'll tell you where I sense the confusion. I sense the confusion because Mehbooba Mufti sends a letter of invite to the Hurriyat right on the eve of the all-party delegation, but she sends it as PDP president. When I asked the Home Minister why was that, is the BJP on board, he ducks the question and says we were informed of the letter later. In the last 24 hours, we see all kinds of reports that the perks and privileges to separatists are going to be taken away. Today, we see no reference to that. We hear yesterday that BJP does not really want to engage with the separatists. This was Mehbooba's own decision. Today we see an all-party statement saying engage with all stakeholders. There is utter confusion on this aspect at least, Sambit.
No, I don't see this as a confusion. And rather what we are calling as confusion should be seen as a multi-layered a problem of Kashmir. In fact, had the problem of Kashmir been so simplistic, so ordinary as we are trying to make it, then probably we would not have these umpteen number of discussions. We would not need so many.
Does the BJP, if you can just clarify, is the BJP in support of talking to the separatists?
I'll come to that point, but first we have to remember that the PDP-BJP government in Kashmir as well as the government in centre, neither are confused because of this problem that we have in Kashmir, which has been a problem since long.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of dialogue and discussions are going on. That should not be seen as confusion. Now, as far as your specific question, whether BJP wants, the government wants to talk to separatists, I think on two occasions, the Prime Minister as well as the Home Minister has been quite categorical in answering this, saying that all those who believe in constitution of the country, all those who want to talk within the framework of the constitution of the country are welcome. And let me quote a few examples. When last time Mr. Rajnath Singh had gone, not with the all-party delegation, but singularly to Kashmir, he had in fact tweeted that I am present in the following address. All those who believe in the constitution can come and meet me. I have no problem at all. And second point was, remember when on the individual capacity, few of the leaders, member of parliament, went to the homes of the separatists. The separatists didn't meet them though. When this question had come up in front of Mr. Rajnath Singh day before yesterday, he said categorically that neither do we approve nor do we disapprove. We do not approve in the sense because this was not
so
present
to me, that
in the agenda.
Like you don't take a position on it. You don't have a clear position.
No, the position was absolutely clear.
Clearly.
Neither we up. No, not at all. Those who want to understand will understand it. Those who don't want to understand would not.
Okay, let me.
Let me complete this 20 seconds. Is absolutely important. Look, if the government would have wanted the party to talk to the Hurriyat, the party in the sense the all-party delegation,
yes,
then that would have been in the agenda. It was not present in the agenda, so absolutely there is no confusion. As far as Mr. Rajnath saying that, well, we do not even disapprove, that is the courtesy extended to the all-party delegation. They are all esteemed members of the all-party delegation.
So
they may belong
initiative.
To the different political
parties. Okay, I
will
go to Asit Owaisi in a moment because he
yes.
was one of those who went to meet the separatists, but you are saying the BJP is sitting on the fence.
Yes, in fact, right through, BJP doesn't seem to be making a very clear choice. I don't
is
know
a
what
clear choice possible in such a complex situation.
You see, if you do not clear your own confusion, you do not show the way ahead. Then this confusion permeates, and this literally paralyzes decision making. And this paralysis leads to the situation that we see on the ground.
Okay, so you are saying they're being fence sitters. Sambit, you can come in on that after Asad Owaisi and Wahid have spoken. Asad Owaisi, since you were in a sense at the heart of those four MPs who did reach out to the separatists with varying results, how do you see what the all-party meeting has concluded? Because you do have people like Omar Abdullah, for example, who go on Twitter today and say, I'm struggling to find a single achievement that the all-party delegation can lay claim to after visiting J&K. Nothing comes to mind as yet. If all they had to do was issue this tame and sterile appeal, they could have easily done so without wasting the time and money on a visit. There's no urgency in getting a grip on things. How do you respond to this, Asad?
Well, I can sympathize with the predicament which Omar Abdullah is in. He jolly well knows that he, along with PDP, have lost immense political ground. And along with Omar and Mehbooba, they are no more a political face. So having said that, Omar Abdullah has no, moral right to say that the all-party meeting did not live up to his expectations. In fact, as a CM, he was a disaster. As far as this all-party meeting is concerned, every political party have given valid suggestions to the government. Though all those suggestions do not come out in the final statement which has been given by the government.
Yes.
But let me tell you that if those suggestions are incorporated, are implemented by the government in a sincere way, I am sure that, you know, we will see a light at the end of this dark tunnel. I know for a fact, you know for a fact, that the situation is very grave. It is more graver than 2010.
Yeah.
So something has to be done. We have to speak to all stakeholders. The BJP, PDP agenda of alliance, which BJP and PDP has a signatory to it, says we will speak to separatists. And when BJP in one way says that Vajpayee had started it, so please don't reduce Vajpayee to mere words. Follow him, follow his example and start that peace process.
But Asad one of the ambiguities of this statement is when you say dialogue with all stakeholders, what does it mean? The Hurriyat conference is not named, separatists are not named. You're one of those who clearly believes the separatists should have been reached out to. In any case, that's why you did it, even though the Mirwais met you for just a few minutes. So the question remains, there is confusion. What do you guys want to do vis-a-vis the separatists? And let me tell you something at this point. I'm not even sure the separatists are in control of the street. So we're actually reaching a point where there may be nobody to talk to.
In a Barkha, it's a sad situation. Now, when these four political parties are becoming irrelevant, do you want the Hurriyat and all these people to become irrelevant? And who do you speak to? Do you speak to a mob? For God's sake, you know, this has to be understood, leaving aside my and BJP ideological differences, which will last forever.
Yeah.
But to solve the situation, you know, you have to speak to someone. Who do you speak to? Do you speak to a 16-year-old? Who's facing bullets, who's dying, who do you speak to? You have to speak to someone. And for that to happen, you know, this killing should stop. The government should say in principle that we are dumping this pellet gun. We will, we will have an inquiry commission. We will have a braille school for the people who are blinded completely, partially. We will ensure that these employees are mandatory, should be sent to the offices with transport and security. You know, these are the steps. Why can't the BJP tell Mr. Farooq Khan, who's the administrator at Lakshadweep, to withdraw his petition from Jammu Kashmir High Court regarding 370? Why can't BJP tell the RSS study circle to withdraw their petition from the Supreme Court regarding Article 35A? So these are important steps which the BJP can take. And you know, I hope that whatever suggestions have been given by different political parties in today's meeting, the government will take it in the right spirit and implement it, because but, you know, Kashmir cannot be a political football for BJP and Congress.
I think that's a fair point, Sambit, quickly, and then I want to go to Wahid, then we'll come back to General Hasnain and Ajay, because Sambit, you know, the fact is that the BJP on 370, the BJP on the separate, on Jammu and Kashmir's flag, Jammu and Kashmir's constitution, one of the things you hear from the agitators again and again, as and you know, it's we all talk now about increasing radicalism, is that Muslim identity is at the top of consciousness and debate in the valley today, because they actually believe that the BJP might come and alter demographics in the valley. This is something that people say. You may say it's bizarre, you may say it's not true, but you hear this all the time. So when Asad Owaisi says, withdraw this petition, withdraw your or change your position on 370, what would you say, Sambit?
As far as some people saying this is concerned, I would say this is sheer frustration, because BJP came into existence in 1980 and the Kashmir problem exists well before 1980 itself. So to say that BJP's manifesto in fact has created Kashmir problem would be the most ridiculous thing that I've ever heard. Secondly, when Mr. Owaisi says that there are few cases in the high courts and supreme courts, and if those are withdrawn, there would be confidence built, I would not even agree to that, because a few cases here and a few cases there is not the core of Kashmir problem. You also know that, Barka. Thirdly, when you say that BJP and PDP, when they form the government, they have this agenda of alliance.
Yes.
And since they have written Hurriyat conference should be talked to, that is a very important point. Well, yes, I believe going by that line, PDP chief Mehbooba Mufti had written a letter.
Yes.
In fact, the Hurriyat did not concede to that. The Hurriyat did not agree to that.
BJP
stand is absolutely
the BJP
clear.
BJP distanced itself. No, the Home Minister
that's what I'm saying.
Distanced himself from
that's
that
what
letter.
I'm saying. That's what I was saying.
Yeah, yeah.
You interrupted me. I was continuing on that line. BJP stand is absolutely clear. Whoever they may be, the stakeholders are those who believe in the framework of the constitution of the country. And let me tell you, it's not that BJP and PDP stand on different pages, not at all. Look at the way the PDP chief and the chief minister, as a chief minister, Mehbooba Mufti has castigated the separatist on multiple occasions. Only yesterday he says that I would leave my political career if the single separatist sends his child in Jammu and Kashmir to be hurt by
so let me,
the security
let me bring
forces.
In your ally on this
so
point.
So in fact it was a very strong
okay,
statement.
Okay, Wahid, this is your, he's right. Mehbooba Mufti has lashed out at the Hurriyat conference. Haseeb Drabu has lashed out at Syed Gilani, so has Sajjad Lone. These are all voices not from the BJP, but in fact from your, from the PDP and your allies. Now, what is it then that you want in terms of dialogue with all stakeholders? Because it seems that the PDP has changed its mind about the logic of engaging with the separatists.
No, we haven't changed. I will come to this answer, but I want to answer the program where you begin from. When you talk of confusion in Delhi, I think Delhi doesn't need to be confused, but Delhi needs to be consistent to its commitment for the cause of Kashmir and Kashmiris. Mm-hmm. Till now, Delhi, whether we talk of internally or externally, has been very inconsistent. In dealing Kashmir. So that needs to be really, maintained. We need to have a consistent policy on Kashmir, whatever it is. And second important
where
thing
is that consistency?
I'm coming to the point. You talk there is consensus on security and sovereignty. Yes, there is consensus on security and sovereignty, and we subscribe that fully. But there needs to be consensus for the solution as well. The Prime Minister, for the first time, has said that we need to find a permanent solution to this problem. There has been this problem. We've been facing cycles of violence every year. Mm. And now you have a new generation getting recruited into anti-India sentiment.
Yes.
To prevent this happening. We don't need to be reactive, but preventive. So there is a challenge in front of the J&K government right now, which is of political
but aspirations. But Wahid, I will pick up on something you said. You said,
now,
1 minute. You said we need to be consistent. I'm saying, are we being consistent? Two, you said, we need consensus on a solution. It is there that I do not share your optimism, General Hasnain, or of Ajay's in terms of seeing that consensus. Because General Hasnain, I do not think these parties, these 26 leaders who met today, who travelled to Jammu and Kashmir, I do not think Asad Owaisi and Jitinder Singh, to just name two leaders, Sitaram Yechuri or Arun Jaitley, agree on what should happen next. For example, today the parties were split down the middle. Let General Hasnain come in. On the Armed Forces Special Powers Act, they are disagreeable on autonomy. You have the left saying revisit some of these old reports that already exist. You have others saying, mainstream parties like the BJP saying, no, that's not possible. We can't turn the clock back. So where is the consensus?
Barkha, I don't know whether you really expected that at the end of the day and the end of the visit, you would expect a consensus between the spokesman of the BJP and Mr. Asad Owaisi. I would not have expected that ever. But the very fact that we are discussing in a dignified way, there is no passion in this entire discussion.
That's not enough.
No one is raising his voice. Is a very, very pertinent issue where all of us are now emerging with a kind of a consensus which was not there, let's say, 7 days ago. And that is the reason why I'm being a little more
optimistic.
What
are we all agreeing on?
It's
let's
only
define
4 hours.
What do we all
it's
agree
only
on?
4 hours yes. since the all-party delegation spokesman has revealed the statements after the meeting.
Yeah.
It's just 4 hours since then.
Yes.
And people are still mulling over it.
Yes.
I think we need not get stuck on issues like what is the meaning of all stakeholders. All stakeholders is very, very clear. All those who believe in the Republic of India, in the Constitution of India, they are the stakeholders. I do not believe that the separatists are stakeholders in an issue like this. But Mr. Asad Owaisi, Mr. Sitaram Yechuri have been very good, very kind, that they have gone ahead beyond the agenda and met them, tried to meet them. They were not dignified enough to respond. So I do not consider them as stakeholders.
That's interesting.
And they are not even relevant to this issue at the moment, is my opinion.
That's very interesting, Siddhi.
As far as AFSPA is concerned,
yes, okay,
I think we have been discussing AFSPA for the last 15 years.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to come to a consensus on that. No. Particularly at this juncture, when the emotions are going to be raised on issues such as this.
Okay, now Siddiq and then Ajay, General Hasnain says the Hurriyat,
Barkha,
in his opinion,
the
Hurriyat in his opinion are not stakeholders. But there is a contradiction here that the Agenda of Alliance Agreement does name them. The Agenda of Alliance Agreement between the PDP and the BJP, General Hasnain does acknowledge them therefore as a stakeholder, not the only stakeholders, but a stakeholder. And therefore, I come back to the ideological contradiction of that Agenda of Alliance Agreement. Let me get Siddiq in, and then Sambit, you can have an interjection there. Siddiq.
Barkha, that's another way of saying that there are mixed signals coming, and
exactly.
that there is inconsistency, as Waheed just mentioned.
Yeah.
And so, therefore, and today, General Ata Hasnain rules out the Hurriyat completely as a stakeholder. Is there or is there not confusion, as you began this whole program with? I think there is. And I think that it needs to be sorted out in Delhi. I mean, it's very sort of good to say, well, who are we going to talk to and what are we going to talk about and so forth in Kashmir, which is also a factor. I think it's a very important factor. But I think that there is confusion in Delhi, there is inconsistency, and there are mixed signals coming out. That doesn't help any kind of talk.
Sambit, just briefly, and then I want to get Ajay and Sushil in on this. Sambit, I do agree with Siddiq, there is confusion. You have Asad and Sitaram and D. Raja and Sharad Yadav who reach out. You have Gilani getting slammed for not even showing social graces, to borrow Haseeb Drabu's phrase about it. And then you have the stakeholders not defined in this statement. And now it's open to interpretation.
Look, the stakeholder, the previous speaker rightly pointed out, stakeholder is a defined word. To say that stakeholder word is not defined is absolutely wrong. The one who believes in India, one who believes in concept of India.
You're dealing with an insurgency, you're dealing with a secessionist.
No.
Sentiment.
If you ask this government, because this question was raised on the floor of parliament, and none other than Rajnath Singh, who was heading the all-party delegation this time, and who is the Home Minister of India, said that the stakeholders are those who believe in the framework and the constitution of this country. So that is a defined process.
So let me get
confusion word is.
Yeah.
Let me just complete few more sentences. As far as confusion is concerned, please let's not say we are confused. India is not confused. It is a multi-layered problem. Naturally, it needs a lot of discussion and dialogue, and that's what is happening. Discussions and dialogues does not mean it is confusion. Thirdly, you were saying whether it's a consensus today or not. I would say let's not mix these two words. Optimism and consensus are two different words, you know. Before reaching consensus, what is essential is a shine of optimism around. And today, in fact, yesterday also, the kind of situation that we are seeing is optimism. Rightly pointed out, we are not fighting with each other today. We are not trying to score political brownie points in this debate as few of the politicians were trying to do a few days ago. So naturally, we are moving in the direction of optimism.
Ajay, do we have anything right now that we can be optimistic about? Beyond, as I said in the beginning, a certain degree of maturity in complete avoidance of Tutu Meme at that all-party meeting. There was no finger-pointing. It was an opposition leader who came out and endorsed the Mehbooba Mufti government. But if you look at what's happening on the ground,
I think that we're all of us in the public debate getting too confused and too involved in the little nitty-gritties about who's a stakeholder and should AFSPA be lifted and, you know, various
autonomy.
Small...
Autonomy was discussed
autonomy
today,
debate.
Yeah.
Whereas I think the big concern, both in New Delhi and in Srinagar, and now amongst the party members who have come back from Kashmir, is how are we going to regain control over the situation on the streets of Kashmir?
And how
today?
Do we do that?
It certainly isn't going to happen by what Asad Owaisi says. And I respect him as a man with a deep knowledge of the street. But if he thinks by making announcements about Braille schools for the blind and employment and so on, the crowds in South Kashmir are going to come back home to their villages and think peace is going to get restored. No. And the concern in both New Delhi and Srinagar right now is how do you
regain
control of the ground?
So hang on. You who otherwise on previous programs have urged the same sort of dialogue that Asad Owaisi is now urging, have had a change of mind.
I have not had a change of mind. I continue to urge dialogue, but I'm also taking note of the fact that amongst decision-making circles, there is the belief after this all-party meeting has been rebuffed that dialogue is not working. And rather than actually stepping up the level of dialogue and issuing an invitation from Prime Minister Modi himself, the belief is now, let's have a security crackdown. Let's
but
get
I'm
the
not
forces
seeing
down
that in this resolution, which is again talking
it's
about
not
dialogue,
happening
but
on the resolution, but it's happening
in
every decision-making circle in Kashmir.
Where I will agree with you, having just come back from there, is that there is deep concern about the absence of the state's authority.
Any state authority.
Authority. I completely agree, especially what's happening with the local police officers, Sushil. Yes. Where I've actually done a report where police officers are hiding their identities.
Absolutely.
And they're not even wearing uniform in places. Mm. They're not showing police identity cards. They're showing civilian cards. So to that extent, Ajay has a point.
And
what we don't agree on is, what next?
And this didn't even happen in early 90s, when situation was grim and all of it started.
Yeah.
You see, it brings us back to the same old point. Whenever we are faced with tough choices, we try and take an easy way out of inventing a euphemism and then hiding behind it and not
What's
taking...
What's the euphemism this time? Stakeholders.
Stakeholders. Political
dialogue,
solution.
Enhance this thing.
So what are you all suggesting?
So
what are you all suggesting?
I don't understand. So
what is the alternative to constructs? What is the alternative to a construct
exactly.
of dialogue?
No,
it
no.
is because you did not have dialogue after 2010 that you allowed a vacuum to be filled with this.
One fact that ought to be acknowledged by everyone who tried engaging in a dialogue is that both the sides have nothing to offer to each other. Separatists cannot provide a solution from their pocket for the street, nor do these people from Delhi have anything to offer to the separatists.
10-second point. There are only two choices right now, looking at it from the perspective of the state. Either a political gesture so grand that it will impact on the psyche of those crowds
like
on the
what?
Ground. And
like what?
Like an invitation from the Prime Minister himself for dialogue with the separatists.
Okay.
And I'm not even sure that'll work right now. Or else, there has to be some kind of hard-nosed effort to regain security on
then
the ground.
Then you're talking about more force. You are actually talking about the use of force.
And, you know, Siddiq Vahid,
there is a conflict between
Siddiq Vahid
the
is saying, how can there be more force? There can be more force. The situation, and there is being discussed right now in Kashmir, the use of force to regain control on the ground.
And I will tell you, Ajay, and you know this. You've been a colonel in the army. The army soldiers, generals I've been speaking to there are actually loath to be put in the position where they have to take the flak for the failure of politics. You are the Northern Army commander, General Hasnain, you will know this, being the first one to actually call for the dialogue that we are discussing
today. And it was
today.
To avoid the situation. Huda. It was
because
to avoid
the
situation
to
that
you
are seeing today.
People who have to take the flak for a failure of imagination and a failure of politics in the Kashmir Valley. I'll get Asad and then General Hasnain, because Asad, you are, Ajay says you're being naive. Ajay is actually suggesting that you're being naive in thinking that at this point, reaching out, talking, grill schools, compensation for those who've died, banning pellet guns is going to change anything.
I agree with Mr. Ajay. I am naive, I am immature, and I know you have experts over there. That's fine. But why don't you implement what I'm saying? When all these experts have been running and doing things from Delhi, from South Block, North Block, I don't know from which block. So try these things. You know, I am pretty much sure that something will come out of it.
I feel we have to find another SOP.
Can I?
Yeah, sorry, complete that. Sorry, Asim. I was just saying I agree with you.
Yeah, can I also say that Kashmir is the highly militarized zone. You send in more people, but please remember, fatigue is not going to set in. People who have lost 74 precious lives will be willing to give away more lives. You know, people who have seen their children getting blinded, you know, so you have to think something out of the box. And you are absolutely right. You have been, broadcasting, you have been talking about Kashmir. Things are pretty much bad over there. If someone tells me crackdown will bring back the people on the table, I'm not sure about it. If someone tells me that more killings would bring back normalcy...
No, I think what he's saying is there can't be talks till the state is back in control. The Indian state has to be in control to be able to offer dialogue. I think
exactly,
that's what I'm hearing Ajay say.
Barkha, exactly. The writ of the state should run.
Yes.
But there are different ways of doing it, and those avenues should be explored to the maximum extent. And I agree with Mr. Ajay, if the Prime Minister makes such a gesture, what is wrong in that? He's the Prime Minister of Kashmir, he's the Prime Minister of each and every Indian. Because it is 2016, 2010 and 16, there's a huge difference.
I agree it's different. Let me just get General Hasnain, then Wahid and then Sambit, because they've been waiting. General Hasnain, Sitaram Yachuri actually said, just to ask a question, Sitaram Yachuri said, to build up on what Ajay is saying, that the letter of invite that went from Mehbooba Mufti as PDP president should have either gone from her as chief minister or from the center. That would have given it some meat. That would have given it some meaning. Ajay is offering us two very stark choices. Either the prime minister lifts up this dialogue to the level he has, let's say, with the Nagas, where after years of back-channeling, the Prime Minister put his own face, his own stamp on it. Or you've got to have a militarized reclaiming of authority. At least that's what Ajay is saying. General Hasnain.
Barkha, may I firstly compliment both Colonel Ajay Shukla and Mr. Asad Owaisi. Because I think what they are saying is absolutely right. But I have something to offer, something between them. As a, like a compromise, a middle ground between what they're saying. You see, the one entity which has been left out so far, and a lot of people will not agree with me, is the Indian Army. And if there's anyone experienced enough in Kashmir who's been left out so far, it's the Army. 2008 and 9 and 10, the Army was the one which made the difference in the end. Now, it's not as if the leadership is only among the separatist leaders like Mr. Gilani. There is a latent leadership somewhere in the middle, and I am aware of it. Let me tell you, they are there in the kasbas, in the towns, and the villages. The army has a line open to them usually. They are quiet so far. If this can be encouraged, and if the army can bring in the politicians, the elected politicians, to take them to the people. Only they can take them to
but
the people.
But that would be unprecedented, General Hasnain, because you're actually suggesting,
we'll come to a compromise,
but you're actually suggesting
somewhere.
The army playing the role of an intermediary in a political dialogue. It would be unprecedented.
And the army
it's
would
it's
not
the
be
street that we are looking at. We have to differentiate from what is happening in Delhi and what's happening on the ground.
I can't see the army agreeing. Ajay,
then law and order has to be first restored.
Well, do we have to think out of the box?
I think that the army's job over there is difficult enough as it is for them to take on the job of political reconciliation as well. I mean, if it happens, I keep coming back
to the fact that the Northern Army Commander was ahead of the political establishment in calling for political dialogue. Wahid, you've been wanting to come in. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to say that what Oasis has said, the concerns he made are well, and we are, state government is capable of doing all this, all the concerns he made, so we'll do it. Thank you for the feedback as well. And second important thing is, when you're talking about that all party delegation has not achieved anything, the perception which has gone in the national media, I think it's wrong. The perception today in Srinagar is that there's a lot of respect for the courtesy that has been shown by the all-party delegation and the parliament members, and the message that has, or rather the achievement that this delegation has made, that it has sent a very strong message to the youth of Kashmir that, look, India is not arrogant. And also important that for your MPs are even willing to get insulted, wait outside the doors of separatists because they care for you and they love for you. That message has gone down and is well received. So you should really not feel that nothing has been achieved.
That's
something has been achieved.
Point.
That message is gone.
I find this important point interesting.
Third important point.
Third important point.
When General Hasnain said he's a man who has served here as a corps commander and among few generals who talked about soft power, not up the armed power. So Kashmir needed ASPA in 90s when situation was like you had a proxy war, insurgency going on, you wanted to hold the land. Today, you want to hold the people, not the land. The land issue is not there. We are talking about the people. The problem is human. So you need a really human approach. I think we need to be re-looking on the Armed Forces Special Power Act, since if we think Kashmiris are our people, so we need to re-look somewhere. How do we redefine the national security of India, the national integration of India? How do we redefine
the programs of integration
yes. and the definition of peace process in Kashmir?
I just want to get Siddiq and then Asad Oasi. Siddiq, you know, just the variety of approaches you hear on this program, I think, is a reflection of how differently even politicians think about Jammu and Kashmir. But this point that Wahid made, that Kashmiris are touched by the fact that MPs like Asad, like Sitaram, like Sharad Yadav were willing to get insulted. This is something that Haseeb Drabu picked on in an interview to me, where at least in the strongest words I've heard ever used for Syed Ali Shah Gilani by a Kashmiri Valley-based party, he said, Gilani has sullied Kashmiriyat. He did not show the social graces that my culture stands for. How has this gone down in the valley, the snubbing by the separatists of, and in particular, Mr. Gilani, of the MPs?
I don't think any one person, Haseeb Drabu included, holds a monopoly over how to define Kashmiri culture, call it Kashmiriyat, call it whatever you will. So I think that there are diverse views also on that score. In the sense of what Wahid was just saying regarding, that there's a buoyancy in Kashmir in the all parties delegation having come, I must live in a different Kashmir, I must say, because I don't get that sense at all.
Yeah.
There is skepticism. There is a sense of, nothing has happened.
Yeah.
And what is going to happen? There's some debate. But to say that there's any kind of buoyancy, I think it is way off the mark.
Yeah. Asad Oasi, come in on that point. You know, General Hasnain is right in saying that it's too much to think that you and Rajnath Singh are going to necessarily be on the same page of all issues. But the current question before us is this. Can we abandon a humanist approach to Jammu and Kashmir and make the state tougher than it's been? There are those who believe, like Sushil Pandit, like an Ajay, who thinks there's an inevitability now to that choice. And there are those like you and me who believe you must continue to remain humanist. There is no other way. While allowing the forces to do what they need to do, obviously, in their jobs. Yes.
Barkha, the proposition made by Mr. Ajay, as a politician, let me tell my apprehensions.
Yeah.
If you go for a higher clampdown, mark my words, Mehbooba, Mufti and PDP are looking for an opportunity to run away from this crisis which they are responsible in creating, which will lead to president rule, which Congress and National Conference want.
Yeah.
And then the whole responsibility will lie on BJP.
Yeah.
If that is what jolly well the Modi government wants, fine, fantastic, do it. Because, you know, this is what I feel as a politician. PDP is cornered. Haseeb Drabu talks about Kashmiriyat, but why isn't he visiting his own constituency? Why isn't he not showing his Kashmiriyat and going to his constituency and telling his people to stop what is happening over there? And Haseeb Drabu, you know, I was there on the program.
Yeah.
Because of paucity of time, I couldn't reply to him.
Yeah.
He talks about Kashmiriyat. What Kashmiriyat is this that you extend an invitation and you keep those people behind bars? So you know, these are the things which one should has to remember and keep in mind and go ahead. Because if the government of the day believes that talking about you and me, which you talk about human approach, is romance, what Ram Madhav calls it, okay, then go ahead. Go for opposite of romance and show what you have to get achieved, because this is all your creation.
Yeah.
This is all because of your misgovernance.
I think Ajay wanted to say something in? And then Sambit.
I just want to clarify one thing. Yeah. It's being made out like I'm recommending a crackdown.
Yeah.
I am not recommending a crackdown. What I'm saying is that with the failure of politics, the forces that are recommending a crackdown are gaining strength in Kashmir.
And I ask you again, why then did the Northern Army commander recommend dialogue ahead of everything else and everybody else?
Because he, first of all, more than anybody else, could see that this situation would throw the situation into his lap and that he would eventually have to
carry carry the cross, yes, as it were. Sambit.
Two things. All those who think that whatever has happened in Kashmir all these days is because of the misgovernance of BJP and PDP government, I think they're not understanding the situation of Kashmir properly. It is a long-standing problem, so I believe trying to score some political points would not help the cause of Kashmir. And remember, Prime Minister himself had told that those throwing stones, in fact, should have laptop in their hand. And to that, National Conference and a few others had reacted saying it's not about a story of development, it is a political issue. So please let's not talk about development. And the second thing is, as far as Insaniyat is concerned, I just wanted to reiterate what Rajnath Singh ji had previously stated on the floor of Parliament. Well, yes, Insaniyat, Jamhuriyat and Kashmiriyat are important and they have place in our heart. But there is no place for Haiwaniyat, and Haiwaniyat has to be dealt with. In a way, Haiwaniyat is to be dealt with. There should be no concession for dealing with Haiwaniyat.
Okay, last comments, everybody. 30 seconds, we'll start with you. Sushil.
No, what is appalling is, even in such conditions, there are few politicians who are willing to bet on removing AFSPA. We have a terrible situation on ground. That situation needs to be retrieved. Dialogue or no dialogue. Certainly not with concessions. This is time to act. And
What do we mean by action? Nobody defines crackdown, nobody defines action. What does it mean?
Action means going for the jugular, not like a blunt instrument hit too many people, not acting at the mass level. You have an intermediate level leadership.
Okay.
The network which is running this, you need to go and do a sophisticated operation there. What General Hasnain says, army knows who are the kingpins in certain areas. You need to use those pressure points in order to regain control. It doesn't need to be a messy and gory affair.
But for years we have had a different policy. Our intelligence agencies have actually financed separatists. Dulat has chronicled this at length in his book. We have used it as a means of spooks engagement. What now?
I think that's all water under the bridge. There's a big question mark about who's actually leading what's happening in Kashmir right now. And the separatists are just one of the leaders in the picture. I think, this is my closing point, we're rapidly approaching an inflection point in Kashmir where the use of politics will give way to the use of force. And therefore, I think it's all the more important to put in a really concerted bid to sort of reach out politically. Because if it doesn't work this time, then the forces that recommend a crackdown and the forces that recommend a security-oriented approach, which we've already had, are going to gain strength.
All right, 30 seconds to Siddiq and Sambit, and then Asad and General Hussain can wrap up. Siddiq.
you know, the whole discussion seems to put some things to the fore, and that is, from where I'm sitting, is it control that you want, or is it actually knowing what it is that you want to do in Kashmir?
Good question.
That Delhi wants to know.
Good point.
I think that those two things are going to determine what the future is going to look like.
Yeah.
And from this discussion, at least, I've not gotten any sense of which of the two.
I would say that's where the confusion and the fault line actually lies. Sambit, very quickly, 20 seconds, and then General Hussain and Asad. I do have to close. I really do have to close. Sambit.
See, two words which we have defined elaborately in today's discussion is confusion and lack of definitions.
Yeah.
I would say let's put aside these two words and let me change the mindset over here by saying that the principal agenda, the principal theorem on which any dialogue would continue in the future and is continuing still today is well defined, and the principal theorem is Jammu and Kashmir is an integral part of India and we have to respect the constitution of the country. Nothing beyond this boundary is acceptable.
Okay, Asad Owaisi.
Barkha, in the all-party meeting presentation given by the JNK police said that 10,000 odd surrendered militants rehabilitation package was not given. Mm. You know, this is what I'm saying. The surrendered militants, you did not give them the rehabilitation package. Mm. Those fellows now have joined all this trouble. So, you know, these are things which has to be corrected. And crackdown, that can be done any time.
Yeah.
But, you know, to bring back that peace and normalcy, I hope that the government would use proper wisdom and not rely on all these people who are warmongers.
General Hussain, closing comment. I have to close the show then.
30 seconds. I endorse what Mr. Owaisi just said. Why 10,000? I doubled the figure at 20,000. And we have been at this for the last 10 years, and nothing has really happened on it. Lastly, I must end on a very positive note, if I may say. Barkha, you and I have followed the Twitterati very avidly. And you would notice that on social media, things are quiet now. It's quietening down, and particularly after the all-party delegation's visit, and I'm quite sure this evening after its statements, things are becoming even quieter. I anticipate that we have not reached a level of inflection, but we have actually reached a level where I think the issues will start sorting themselves out now.
So
ultimately, I still believe that the Indian Army is the last resort which you have got, and it will come to the assistance of the nation.
Okay, we're leaving it there. I hope you're right, General Hussain, but at this point, I have to say there's a disquiet that one feels. Whatever it is, the drift has to be contained. Whatever approach we use, the drift has to be contained. And I think Siddiq is right in saying there has to be a longer term plan. Do you just want control, or do you eventually not have to stop living from crisis to crisis in Jammu and Kashmir? Leaving it there. Thank you so much to our panel. See you tomorrow night at 8.